careful, dear. Finish your milk. Now, Jonathan, I need the deal memo retyped by hand ASAP. Apparently, these people don't trust computers. Of course they'll sell. They have to sell.
Charlotte, have you seen my green paisley tie?
About that sort of thing? I've been waiting for this for days. Well, yes, all right, just let me have it. What? They call that a counteroffer?
Daddy, how come Cousin Tommy is staying with us today?
Well, honey, your grandpa's off fishing and Uncle Stu and Aunt Dee are taking a little vacation.
How come?
Well, I guess sometimes grown-ups need to be by themselves for a while.
How come?
Because they don't always want children around when they're doing grown-up things.
How come?
Because... Well, I have no idea, sweetheart. It's a mystery.
Conservative, so take down the Mapplethorpe and put up that hideous Norman Rockwell painting. Right, it's in the janitor's closet.
Watch me finish my milk.
Okay, Jonathan, I'll be in shortly.
Honey, could you take care of that?
Okay, I've got to run.
Bye, honey. Be good.
Bye-bye, Tommy.
I thought you...
Honey, you know I'm staging a takeover of Famous Ethel's Cookie Company.
Well, I'm bungee jumping with the CEO of Cyber Systems International. I can't take the kids up in the balloon with me, can I?
I can take care of the baby, Mommy.
Of course you could, sweetie, but Mommy and Daddy would feel better if you had a grown-up around. Look, Drew, we're both successful executives. We can solve this. Let's brainstorm. What about Betty and Howard?
Yeah, they took the twins to the big tractor pull.
They spoil those kids. Chaz?
He went to a therapist convention.
Chaz isn't a therapist.
I know. He's hoping to find one.
Well, don't we know any sitters?
Well, yeah, but for some reason we have trouble getting anyone to come back a second time.
All right. Why don't I just take them to work with me?
Are you sure?
They're good kids. I'm an organized 90s mom. How hard could it be?
Do I get to help you work?
Absolutely, darling. You can be Mommy's executive assistant. Here, why don't you carry my briefcase?
Tommy can't help because he's just a baby.
Jonathan, I'm in the garage. I'll be in the office in approximately 40 seconds. Did you take care of...
Mommy, does everyone here have to do everything you say?
Yes, honey, I'm the boss.
Could you tell them they have to wear gorilla suits to work?
I could. Yes, Jonathan, I'm still here.
And they can wear their underwear on their heads?
Shh, honey, Mommy has something important to discuss with Jonathan.
Could you tell them they have to walk backwards all day?
Stand back! You are too close to the vehicle!
Hey, Mommy, need a talking car!
That's nice, sweetie. What? You, Jonathan, you know I wouldn't call one of my employees sweetie.
Three,
at least not since the Clarence Thomas hearings.
One!
Good boy. No more tears now. That's right. All smiles.
Fabulous.
You said 40 seconds. I thought you'd been abducted by eco-terrorists again.
This is my nephew, Tommy.
You brought her?
I told you I'd be back.
Honey, can you give Mommy's briefcase to Jonathan? Stop that elevator! It better not be scuffed. Is the presentation ready?
It took me 14 cups of coffee and an all-nighter, but it's done. This is the model of the town in its current condition. And this is the town after we transform it into Famous Ethel's Cookie World Entertainment Park. The cookiest place on earth.
Excellent work, Jonathan.
Mommy, can I play with the toy town?
This isn't a toy, honey. It's a very expensive model that Mommy needs for work. Mommy will buy you your own toy town later.
But I want it now.
Vesco. Good morning, Bosky.
Mommy, can't we play with the toy town?
Now, darling, I told you it's not a toy. Okay, Jonathan, let's run down the strategy for this morning's meeting.
Now, the first order of business...
Mommy, when I grow up, can I have the same work as you?
As I was saying...
Of course you can, sweetie.
Okay, once again...
Mommy, what do hell you do?
Let me put it this way. A corporation is like a big hungry monster. My job is to find plenty of smaller, weaker monsters for it to eat.
Me? Does this monster eat babies too?
No, of course not. Deep healing breath. Deep healing breath. Jonathan, don't we have some sort of employee daycare center?
Actually, you nixed it.
Well, I'm unnixing it. How's a working mother supposed to get by around here?
Shall I reschedule your meeting with Famous Ethel?
Of course not. I've been planning this little coup too long to put it off now. Angel, you'll be a good girl for Jonathan, won't you?
Me, but I...
Mommy, can I come with you?
If you're a good girl, Mommy will let you go to work with Daddy tomorrow. Ciao, Jonathan.
Jonathan, I would like a glass of water.
Sure, okay. Now, you two just stay here.
I thought he'd never leave.
Angelica, why are we here? Shouldn't we be at the playground or something?
Are you kidding? But Toy Town is better than any playground. Now let's make like a tree and get out of here.
Are you sure this is okay?
Of course. My mommy's a president. Come on.
Angelica, did you want sparkling or... Uh-oh.
I gotta tell you, we just got a small little company. A big executive like you probably don't have the time to coddle it like we do.
Let me assure you, my coddling credentials are flawless. Fundamentally, I think our presentation speaks for itself, and deep down, I think you want your company to grow. What? If anything happens to them, I'll... Please excuse me a moment. Jonathan will show you around while I see to a minor crisis. Jonathan, I was just telling them what a caring, personal company this is.
This is our fax machine. Our company cover letter is rather clever. It says, just the facts. You know, like the TV show, just the facts, ma'am.
We think television is evil.
There it is! Let's play! Amazing gigantic girl, and you be the townspeople.
What do I do?
You run and scream while I try to stomp you. Hello, Sheriff Bob. Nice night.
Why, yes, it is a nice night, Nurse Nancy. Nice and quiet.
A little too quiet.
Wait a minute. What's that up there? Oh, no! It's the amazing gigantic girl!
Tommy, where's Angelica? Angelica!
I tried to stop him, but he was out of control!
Angelica, didn't Mommy tell you this wasn't a toy?
I don't remember.
Not only did you wreck a very expensive model and ruin an important business deal, but you disobeyed me and set a bad example for your cousin. Now, if you were the boss and one of your employees behaved like this, what would you do?
Are you gonna fire me, Mommy?
No, of course not, Angel. You're my baby girl, and nothing can change that. But from now on, when you want something and I say no, what are you going to do?
Ask Daddy?
No, honey. You're going to be a good girl and do as you're told, okay?
Well, it looks like we picked a bad time for business. Why don't we get back to you folks with our decision?
But the presentation...
I think we've seen enough.
So, do you think they're going to accept your bid?
No, Jonathan, I don't think they're going to accept my bid. And one more thing, Jonathan. Call security and have them escort you off the premises.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
You're fired!
Oh, well, that's pretty clear.
Spike knows how to fetch, or you can learn too. Now fetch! Daddy!
Hello, Princess. Where's your mommy?
In the shower. She said she has to wash away the stench of failure.
Uh-oh. Bad day, dear?
A living nightmare.
Jonathan, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry to bother you, but Famous Ethel called me and insisted that I bring her by.
Look, Ethel, I'm sorry about the way things went today.
Sorry? I tell you, Abe and I were so impressed with your maternal instincts, we decided to sell to your company.
But how...
Now, why don't you and your husband come out and celebrate with us?
I'll get my coat. By the way, Jonathan, you're not fired.
I'm not?
No, in fact, I've decided to give you a promotion.
A promotion? Vice president?
No, you're going to be the supervisor of our new company daycare center.
You're kidding.
And you can start by looking after the kids while Drew and I go out tonight.
Boy, Jonathan, are we gonna have fun.
Such a good idea. That's my daddy's favorite toy.
But look how shiny it is.
Oh, now that you mention it, it is kind of shiny.
And look how silvery it is.
And look how round it is.
Oh. I guess it's okay if we're really, really careful.
Ready for a game of pin the tail on the diaper? Hey, Chucky, what you got there?
Nothing. We were just playing one of our silly little baby games.
Say, isn't that Spike out there?
Spike? No, Spike's at home, Angelica.
Sure looks like him. And there's a guy with a net chasing him. Wait, two guys? No, my mistake. They're monsters with nets.
Spike!
Hey, Angelica, Spike's not out there.
Huh, must have been some other dog.
You guys, it's gone!
What's gone?
My dad's favorite toy!
Hi, kids. Having fun? Hey, what happened to my Latvian folk dance CD? That was my favorite disc. It's gotta be around here somewhere.
Boy, your daddy sure looks sad.
You! This is all your fault!
Huh?
I told you I didn't want to play with that toy, but you had to make me! Now it's lost!
For Chucky!
I thought you was my friend, and now you lost my dad's favorite toy!
But we did it!
That's the last time I ever listened to you guys!
Come on, you guys, let's go. I don't think Chucky wants to play with us right now.
Oh, no! Now what am I gonna do?
Say, Chucky, what's wrong?
Oh, Angelica, it's terrible. I really messed things up this time.
Why don't you tell me all about it?
Well, first I played with my dad's favorite toy even though I wasn't supposed to, and I lost it.
Oh, that's awful.
And then my dad came in and thought it was gone, and he got all upset.
Oh, no.
And then I blamed Tommy, Phil, and Lil even though it wasn't really their fault. Now everyone's mad at me.
Chucky, I know just how you feel.
You do?
Sure. You see, Chucky, there are two kinds of people in this world. People who make things better, people like me, and people who just seem to, well, get in the way. People like you.
Isn't there anything I can do?
Not really, Chucky. The bottom line is, we'd all be a lot better off without you.
Angelica's right. Everyone would be a lot better off without me. Hey, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Who said that?
Me.
Guardian angel.
I was sent here to make sure you don't do anything dumb.
Really?
Yeah. Then where was you the time I got my tongue stuck on that ice cube?
Or the time I got my head caught in the back of that weird-looking chair?
Or the time I trapped myself in the birdcage? age. Give me a break.
I'm only 2 years old. Look, when I beat this, you can't just run away from home. Peoples need you. Peoples need me. Right. Let's face it, the whole world would be a lot better off without me.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, this looks like my living room. Only it's different.
Where are we? Well, it's kind of complicated. See, this is what the world would be like if you was never born.
Wow, why is it so messy?
Without you around, your dad just doesn't see any reason to clean up.
So, what do you want to do now, Saki?
I don't know, Jazz. What do you think we should do?
Who's my dad talking to?
Chucky? You may not like what you're about to see.
We could just watch C-SPAN. They're showing the proceedings of the House Ways and Means Committee today.
My dad is talking to a sock.
Who else would he talk to? You don't exist, remember?
I better go play with him. Hey, my hand goes right through him.
Of course.
How come?
I already told you, Chucky, you do not exist. People in this world can't see you, they can't hear you, and they definitely can't play with you.
Oh.
Hey, I know, Saki. Let's start on that 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
No, Chaz, I'm not very good at jigsaw puzzles. I don't have any hands.
Well, C-SPAN it is, then. Saki?
Yeah?
I wish you were real.
Me too.
I don't like this, Mr. Angel guy.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
What's this? Our wheels. Come on. Where are we? This is where you live, Chucky, only without you.
But why are all the babies causing so much trouble?
I guess there's no one around to tell them it's not such a good idea.
Let's see how Phil and Lil are doing without you.
Oh, stop! Stop, you guys!
Hello? Anybody home?
I can't hear you, remember?
We're out of dishes.
Don't worry, Lil. I know where they keep the glass junk.
Hi, guys. Saki and I were getting kind of lonely.
Hope you don't mind us stopping by.
It's getting worse.
What should we do, Chaz? What should we do?
You should consider yourself lucky. I wish I had a kid, even a terrifyingly destructive one.
But he doesn't. He's all alone.
Here, why isn't he inside playing with his toys?
Angelica took his toys.
But what about his house?
She also took his house.
Oh, what about his parents?
You mean?
Yep.
She took them too.
But how?
One day she just came by, booted Tommy out, and took over.
Well, why didn't anyone stop her?
She just kept yelling and yelling till she got her way. Come on, I'll show you.
Angelica waiting.
Oh, no, it's true. Angelica did took Tommy's parents.
It gets worse.
Hey, I thought I told you to stay out of my sight.
Angelica, could I have just one little crumb of cookie, even if it's already been in your mouth, please?
Sorry, Tommy, no can do. If I started giving you crumbs, pretty soon I'd have to give them to everyone. And come to think of it, I'll take that rattle, too.
No, Tommy, no! Don't let her do it! Stand up for yourself!
I don't get it! Tommy never lets Angelica push him around! The only reason he's so brave is that he has you around to back him up.
Me? But I always get scared!
word. It doesn't matter. Having a friend like you gives Tommy the guts to stand up to bullies like Angelica. Without you, he's just another broken down baby bumming cookie crumbs.
That's the last straw.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm tired of living in a world without me.
But Chucky.
Look, Angel, it's some guy's job to be tough. It's other guys' job to be strong. But me, I got a job that's just as important.
You mean?
Yeah. I don't think running away is such a good idea. Angel Guy, take me home.
Hey, where'd he go?
My bandit's still here! Yellow pillow! Yellow nightlight! Yellow, you old jerk in the box! No fires, no broken buildings, no Angelica down! Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy!
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Our dads brought us over a long time ago, but you were sleeping.
Chucky, we all felt kind of bad about your dad's toy getting lost yesterday.
So he brought your surprise.
Ready?
Look, lots of shiny toys.
Our mommies and daddies weren't using them, so we figured your daddy could have them.
Aw, you guys didn't have to.
We wanted to, Chucky. You're our friend.
Oh, my dad'll be so happy.
I'm afraid we owe you an apology, Chaz. I discovered Angelica throwing this around her room. And since you're the only one I know who listens to Latvian folk dances, I figured it was yours.
I wonder what happened to this.
Now, what do you say, Angelica?
Sorry, Mr. Finster.
And she's not gonna get dessert for a whole week.
What? Wow, Chucky. All that time Angelica had the toy.
And I thought it was all my fault.
Nah, Chucky. It wasn't your fault at all.
Nicktoons Network's biggest pranksters, Edgar and Ellen, are taking over.
Let's do it!
These sinister siblings are creating chaos in the town of Knott's Limbs. They've got all their own rules.
Welcome to Throw Water Balloons at Stephanie Day!
All their own creations.
The Prankinator 9000!
And all their usual problems.
It wasn't built to withstand that kind of speed.
Uh-oh.
Don't miss an all-new episode of Edgar and Ellen tomorrow at 8, only on Nicktoons Network.